Quite the weekend coming. The Lions, of course, the All Blacks are out of the shed for the first time against Samoa. Steve Hansen is in about half an hour, but eclipsing it all is the America's Cup. Yet again, we're in the grip of the sport that mesmerises so many of us. Boss of the America's Cup event authority, Sir Russell Coutts, is with us. Good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
You've got to be pretty pleased with the way this thing's unfolded. It's looked good. It sounded good. The boats were incredible.
Yeah, that's right. We've had some incredible racing, actually. I think the racing to date's been just fantastic. You know, very, very close, unpredictable. All of the teams have been competitive, which has been great. And the sailing conditions have been fantastic as well. So, yeah, so far, so good.
What about the quality of that qualifying series as compared with, say, San Francisco, where it wasn't up to as much? Do you feel confident going forward in that sense as an event?
Oh, definitely. I think not only San Francisco. I think the quality of the racing was probably better than any of the other events that I compare it with. It was definitely. We had some really exciting racing. I think there was one of the races between Emirates Team New Zealand and Artemis where the lead changed 9 times. I think, you know, which was just incredible. I was out there on the water watching that race, and it was. I thought it was an incredible race.
As an event promoting the sport internationally, I mean, you know, forget New Zealand, who's obsessed. Internationally, how's it gone down?
Very well. Yeah, we've got growing audience figures in most of the major territories, which is fantastic. Particularly in the US, we've been making some big gains. We've had NBC here now, and they'll be on NBC, the national broadcast, over the weekend, but they're very, very happy with the results so far, and many of our other major broadcast partners are equally enthused by the level of racing that's been shown. So yes, it's going well. We're getting more and more interest from these broadcasters, and as we're getting the commentary, should I say, the non-English speaking commentary, up to a better and better standard, that's helping as well. And we're seeing the results in those markets.
Where do you see this going forward? I mean, as far as the boats are concerned, I mean, what they are doing is, I mean, you don't even need to know anything about yachting to know that these things are incredible. Where do you go forward? What do you improve? How do you make them go faster or different?
I think the boats are very good as they are. You could increase the range of the boats. In other words, it's a shame when we have to call races off because there's too much wind. So you could, for example, have an option to go with a smaller wing, which would improve the range of the boats in the stronger wind conditions. And you could perhaps also power the boats up a little bit more in the lighter wind conditions with different sail options. But really, that tweaks. You know, I think the boats have proven to be very, very good. They provide compelling, competitive, and exciting racing, and they're also got down to a sort of a reasonable cost platform now for some of these teams, in particular the new teams. So I think the boats are certainly a good starting point for the future.
What have you made of our campaign?
Oh, I think hats off to Emirates Team New Zealand. They've obviously put together an amazing campaign thus far, and I think Burling and his team of young sailors, they're incredibly talented. You know, I've said it before, but Pete Burling's probably, it's not a matter of if he'll be, the number one sailor in the world. I think it's a matter of when. Either it's this time or some other time in the future. I think he's an incredible talent.
You guys sweating us?
Oh, well, yeah, I think the boys at Oracle, they've certainly, the Emirates guys have got their attention, that's for sure. So, I think it's going to be a very, very, hard-fought series and looking forward to some good racing. I think, it's hard to, hard for anyone to pick a winner at this point. I think there'll probably be some twists and turns along the way, as there has been in the in the lead-up races.
Which is what made it so exciting. Listen, appreciate your time. Hopefully we'll talk before the end of the regatta. So Russell Coutts, live from Bermuda this morning, and exclusive commentary with Pete Montgomery comes Sunday morning, of course, and then again on Monday morning. So all things being equal, do remember we go in minus one because Oracle won the Challenger Series. So we're negative one down. So if we win all four races, two races Sunday, two races Monday, makes us 3-0 up. It's all go.
I assume that was just handicapping because we're so awesome.
That could be that too.